Fury Electric Studios on the Buzz Radio Network and online at 1037thebuzz.com.
Welcome back. Lanners Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. A little delayed. Matt Stell here with me. Matty T back in the Fury Electric studio. I do appreciate Fury Electric very much. One of a handful of Buzz clients over the last month have been working on my jacked up house. Good people.
I've had a relationship with Ben Fury in certain ways, and he's always been
interesting
to me.
I can be honest, I'm uncomfortable with the way you phrase that.
Yeah.
How do you mean?
Whatever. We like the same kind of music.
Okay.
We have a lot in common.
Yeah.
No, I don't know him that well, but I do know him a little bit, and he's been a great guy on and off the not the field, but wherever he's conducting his electrical business.
Conducting. I see what you did there. See what he did?
Yeah.
That's a double meaning right there.
You know, it's pun Monday. It's pun day.
Pun day. I like it. All right. None of us have been fired today, although five NFL head coaches have. Is my count accurate? Yes, five.
Yes, currently. At this hour.
At this hour, yes. We'll see if Jason Garrett. We were just talking to a listener about Jason Garrett. How the heck does Jason Garrett survive? I don't know. We'll see. Back to our look back on 2013. February 14th, what does that mean to you? What happens on February 14th every year?
Another night alone?
Yep.
Matty T and I are watching YouTube videos, the Insane Clown Posse.
Absolutely.
You and Matty T and Ben Fury all kicking it together, I guess, apparently. UALR went to ASU this last Valentine's Day. It ended up being a Valentine's Day massacre. 86-62 was the final, and ASU, of course, went on to win the Western Division of the Sun Belt Conference. And then the next day, the strangest story of 2013, I thought. The Oscar Pistorius story. Spectacularly
Blade
beautiful
Runner.
Girlfriend who he says he shot by mistake. I don't remember all the details about it. I know Matt's got a rant that I had about it. The whole thing was so farcical, and his story was like an eighth grader had come up with a lie to cover his tracks on this particular incident. Let's go back to February, Matt, and just play that little clip of me, because I did have a pretty good feel for this story. I followed it very closely early in the year. And again, we think the wheels of justice move slowly in America. They are on meth by comparison to what's going on in South Africa, the slowest justice system ever.
Ever.
Seriously, bro. You're not even making any sort of basic efforts to protect yourself.
You're thinking that door would be locked.
Yeah.
With said paranoia.
Right. I was scared and didn't switch on the light. Strike three, bro. Who doesn't? I mean, did you feel safer under the cover of darkness? Maybe so.
That's what I always do.
I got my gun and moved towards the bathroom. I screamed at the intruder because I did not have my legs on and I felt vulnerable. I fired shots through the bathroom door and told Reva to call police, which we all know now would be extremely difficult considering, you know, she was in the bathroom. Note to Oscar Pistorius and all other paranoid homeowners out there, if someone breaks in your house, they're probably not going to try to steal your cologne or your toothbrush first. So if they're in the bathroom, it's probably someone you know.
Am I right?
You made a lot of compelling points.
Thank you.
You sure did.
That argument got over on you much more than my UFC argument earlier.
Yeah, your UFC argument's garbage, but the Blade Runner argument.
I'm not even going to say that you're wrong. I'm not sure that it isn't. Danica Patrick takes the pole.
I bet she does.
Easy.
At Daytona in February.
I hear that happens a lot
at
Daytona.
She finished eighth.
Spring break.
She finished eighth. Good for her. Good for her.
Restrictor plate racer.
Remember that Carnival cruise that went awry?
Yeah, with the SCO hogs hanging off the side.
Oh,
of it
was bad. Well, there were some fine folks from right here in Saline County that were on that cruise. We talked to one of them, and Matt, I know we're running out of time here, so I'm going to move on. But Diana Grappi, I can't remember if she had twins and then a third daughter or if she had triplets, but she had some ballin', some daughters that could really hoop back in the day when they were at Bryan High. But she joined us. She was on that cruise. Also had on that day Brady Toups talking about Hog Baseball, the man who hit the home run heard round the world, former Razorback catcher who is now in your neck of the woods playing some Muzak. I think he does like Christian music, so you guys aren't necessarily crossing microphone cables or anything. But
I might see him at Revival.
Yeah.
At Revival
meeting.
But
he was a fine dude. We got a clip from Toups.
Oh, it was incredible. You know, I remember we were picked to finish 11th out of 12 in the SEC that year. We were pre-ranked 80th in the nation. You know, it was the second year of Coach Van Horn. And we had a bunch of scrappers, some guys who played hard, great team chemistry. And with the right combination of guys, it was a unique year. And I don't know if any of us thought that we would go that far, but there were definitely a lot of special moments. I remember we dogpiled three times. We won the SEC against Auburn in the last day of the regular season. We beat, obviously, Wichita State in the regionals, and then Super Regionals beat Florida State. And I think back in that year with great fondness, for sure.
2004 College World Series.
Well, I was in the regional. Brady Tubes, very impressive. Great stuff. Let's see. Joe Johnson, February 19th. Kind of an innocuous play. He's had some big moments since then. Had 27 points in a quarter recently, or whatever
29.
It was. 29 is what it was.
Well, Wavy Joe
hit a three pointer to force overtime, and then hit a game winner back in February.
Johnson against Luol Deng with 8 to shoot. Joe, the closer, pulls up from 3 and knocks it down.
Joe Johnson is got one of the smoothest games that's ever been
smooth
courted. Yeah, I played against him at the Dunbar. One year when I was doing that back in the day, he is just unbelievably smooth.
He's
and,
good.
And strong and big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
He's really probably, would you say the best, he's best basketball player to ever come out of the state of Arkansas, wouldn't you say? Perennial All-Star, franchise guy.
Let me do some thinking on it.
Yeah, think
let me,
on
let me,
it,
let me,
man.
Let me.
Wavy Joe's hard to get over on now.
No question. I ain't got no argument about it. Tyler Wilson, another homegrown product in the zone, February 20th, talking about the rundown of we talked to a number of Arkansas guys around the combine, and we talked to him about his former coaches as well. Matt, if we can hone in on that particular clip, that would be grand.
Okay, which one?
Tyler Wilson talking about negative comments.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Well, I'm not rolling my eyes. I'm not doing anything like that, but it was a tough situation for everybody, and, you know, I've got a lot of respect for our coaches. I've got a lot of respect for our administration, and, I thought we handled it as best we could through the middle of it. I think the guys can look at themselves in the mirror and know that I feel like that, I came and did my job the best I could every single day. And after that was made, I got a couple text messages saying that wasn't directed your way. So, I appreciate that. But, I think, we've got to move on. I think Arkansas is headed in the right direction. I'm happy to support that and move forward, the best I can in the future.
What was that ever ugly? Mm-mm-mm. What a mess. Next, I guess that same day we had Joe Klein on. Joe Klein, of course, spent a lot of time with us during the NBA Finals. Hopefully he'll come back and do some more of that. We'll talk some UALR with him, too, as we go on. But Joe, like yourself, is a fairly long fella, even longer in Joe's case.
Yes, sir.
He called in with a couple of nuggets about riding on planes, which, A, he feels about it like you do about
sucks.
Mayo, which you can understand as a tall guy. And also we talked to him about potentially running for office at some point.
Joe, you're a guy that can't want to spend a lot of extra time on a plane.
Don't enjoy it.
On those regional jets.
How do you? Yeah, it was a gas getting down here. It was fun. I felt like I was back in my mother's womb. Only thing funnier than me being our governor of Arkansas is Charles being governor of Alabama.
Felt like I was back in my mother's womb. That was the line of the year in 2013, I think.
That's right. You know what else? We'll think about it. In 2013, the year in rundown, how much Bill Withers we used.
I love Bill Withers.
Oh, use me up, Bill.
February 21st, Arkansas won its fifth game of six over Georgia. So that was good. Arkansas was on a good little run. I really feel good about this basketball season and the way the program set it. We also had on, as we head into this final break, I'll do that coming back, Matt. Craig Elo. Talking about the NBA. It was the 50th, Michael Jordan's 50th birthday and the celebration of the shot.
He had an interesting year, didn't he?
Yes, he did. And then Craig Elo, of course, eventually he was at Eastern Washington, I believe, at the time as an assistant coach. He got himself into trouble for a domestic disturbance. Apparently got in the eggnog a little.
Got a little noggy.
Yeah, burning a few clothes in the driveway.
whatever works. But he wasn't doing too good. But, boy, it was great having him on to talk about this shot. And then we'll take the break right out of that.
Yeah, you're going to get a kick out of this. I wasn't a starter. I came off the bench. I was a sub for Coach Wilkins. A day, maybe 2 days before when we were practicing, I was the scout team. And believe it or not, I was number 23. So I was trying to pull off some of his moves in practice to get Harper ready for, to play against him. Mm-hmm. And, I just got a little too carried away and rolled my ankle in practice, and it swelled up like a grapefruit. But with the trainer and, taping it up and getting out there. I mean, I'm one of those guys that would have sucked it up anyway and tried to play. But I got my ankle back into shape where I could actually play and be comfortable in the game. And then on that shot that you saw where I grimaced, when I landed on it just like I did in practice, and it just sent a stinger up the up my leg into my head.
Until you use me up. We're Shelter Insurance.
We're people who know.